We present a further episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert.
Great useless article, that's what he is. Scared of spiders, Jack. Won't even stand the kitchen while I'm boiling winkles. Well, not like me. Take something to scare me. Now, that's because I keep myself fit, on me toes, disciplined, healthy body and healthy mind. All steel and whip. That's me.
Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Now, you're good old. We've done a lot of good work. Just go in. Have a good day. Yes, that's it. You're going to have a good feed, you are. That's more than I'll get. You're a rotten horse. You're not a good old. And thank God I haven't got to look at the backside of you for another 12 hours.
This week, the wooden overcoat.
Oh, just look at that. Just look at that cart form. I can't wait to see the old man's face when I show him what's on that cart. Dad! 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 Oh, God. He's never here when you want him. Dad! He's at my booth again. If I catch him, I'll run his corkscrew right up his dirty little nose of it. I'll never thought I'll surprise him. Oh, my God. Look at that. Lying in a deck chair. He's stripped down, toasting himself with the sun goggles, the trubia, and all under a sun by them. I'll teach him. No!
Useless article. What do you want to creep up on me like that for, nearly a heart failure? You done that on purpose. You told her I'd flake out, didn't you? You told it'd be a good idea, didn't you?
Oh, do go and put your clothes on, for God's sake. What a revolting sight to come home. You look like a pamphlet for family relief. Go on. Now get your rotten clothes on.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Where'd you get this sun lamp from?
I found it out in the yard. I mended it this morning. I was just trying it out. They're very good. Apart from making you brown, they bombard you with vitamins. It's like the sun, you see, gets through your pores and has a go at the bones.
Well, your old bones wants having a go at my old...
I can feel it doing me good. Me rheumatiz is better already. They're marvellous things. We don't get enough sun in this country. Have a quarter of it, mate.
Just hang on. Wait a minute, yes. Yes, yes, I think you have got a touch of it. You must have. Because this is an ordinary electric light bulb in here, you great twit. Look, it says on the end of it, 60 watts natural pearl. Honestly, you are getting worse. I mean, I would have thought logic would have told you. You just don't think, do you? I mean, you are a fool to yourself. Now, suppose it had been someone else who come in here, and they sees you sitting naked under an electric light bulb with a pair of goggles on. They'd have carted you off straight away. Oh, blimey. There's blokes in there who can't get out for much less than that, mate.
Well, there's no book of instructions with it. I can't be expected to keep up with everything that's going on.
Oh, come and do something you understand. Something you're an expert on. It's called dodging and unloading the cart.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a good day? Got some good stuff?
Yes, that's more like it. Now we shall see all them little grey cells rush into action. Did I have a good day? Junk. junk and rubbish. The tawdry remains of a tatty consumer society.
You've been listening to that bloke with the glasses again, haven't you? You want to keep away from him. He's a bad influence. Has he had any more money out of you?
It's got nothing to do with you. What
has he had any more money out of you?
Look, what I choose is to give the party is no concern of yours. Are you coming?
I don't know why you want to keep on about politics. Let well alone, that's what I say. We're doing all right, aren't we?
Man does not live on washing machines alone, Peter.
That's something else you got from him, isn't it?
Who?
Him with the glasses.
Please, Peter, would you be so kind as to help me just unload the car? I mean, if you can graciously see your way to get hold of that end of the tarpaulin, and I'll take the other. Now, just give it a good hard pull. Oh, look. It has got stuck on your corner. I mean, could you get your little pinky under the corner?
All right, young nag. I know what I'm doing. Now, let's see what you've got.
What's the matter with you?
They're coffins.
Oh, no, they're coffins. That's what bought them. Not bad, all right.
Get them out of here.
I'll give £6.5 for that, look.
I don't care how much it goes for them. Get them out of here. Oh, dear. Oh, my arse. Oh, that's the second shop in 5 minutes. What are you trying to do to me? Get rid of them.
What? There's nothing wrong with them. I mean, they're perfectly good coffins. I mean, just feel that wood. Oh, listen to that. How lovely bit of wood that is. Oh, we're going to make a bomb out of these. I bought them at an auction. Nobody bid for them.
Not surprised. Who wants 5 coffins? Trust you to buy something like this. Out of your mind, you're darn raving bonkers. We're rag and bone men, not undertakers.
Look, Dad, you don't understand. These coffins works out at 25 bob each. Where can you buy a coffin for 25 bob these days? Well, don't you worry. We're going to make a very handsome profit out of these.
Profit? What a horrible, callous mind you've got. I'm a respectable rag and bone merchant, not a dealer in death.
I don't know what you're rabbiting on about. Well, you have got to be realistic, Dad. You have got to have coffins. I mean, everybody has to go someday. So we might just as well make a few bob out of them as let somebody else have a go.
These horrible things are not staying here in my yard.
Of course they're not.
How good.
They're going in the house. Well, I'm not leaving them out here to get warped. I mean, what good's a warped coffin, you can't believe
it. It's you that's warped. It's bad enough buying coffins but having them in the house. Oh, no.
They are going in the house and that's that. Come on, give us a hand.
I'm telling you, Harold, those coffins go into this house over my dead body.
Well, that's one sale. Which one do you fancy? Go on, there's about to be one here your size. How tall are you? Here you are.
Yeah, how about this one?
Oh, God. You'd fit nicely into that, you would. Very comfortable. Look, no knot holes. Keep the draft out. It's a lovely bit of pine, this is.
You'd like to see me in one of those, wouldn't you? You'd like to see me off. You can't wait, can you?
Oh, right, if you're so touchy. I'd rather have to carry him inside myself.
Mind out. I forbid you to take that into the house. Harold, please don't do it. You're tempting fate, Harold.
Oh, don't be foolish, Dad. Oh, really, when you come to think of it, what a primitive little man you are. You're full of little superstitions. Salt over the shoulder. Don't pass on the stairs. Don't cross knives. Don't put umbrellas in the house and open them up. Don't put your shoes on the table. A dark man's got to be first in the house on New Year's Eve. spitting on the coal.
Now, stop fooling about, Harold. You'll be sorry for this, mark my words.
An omen's gone. Blimey, the omens we've had. Cross-eyed dogs. Black cats. Don't tread on a spider, otherwise it'll rain. I'll never forget when that sparrowhawk dropped dead at my feet. You said that meant I was going to be the Prime Minister.
You scoffed when them pigeons settled on Mrs. Bentley's roof, didn't you? I said, hello, there's an omen. She hasn't got long. And I was right. She was dead within 18 months.
There, she was 102.
Don't make no difference. Those pigeons knew.
Oh, God blimey, they've got to settle somewhere. They can't fly around all day. What do you think they've got legs for? Honestly, if you had been born 200 years ago, they'd have burnt you.
I am here to tell you, you're asking for troubles having coffins in the house. They'll claim one of us. If they stay in here, this house will be an house of mourning.
Boy, it ain't exactly been a farm palace for the last 20 years. Oh, it's straight out of Dickens, this place is. Mind you, I don't think Fagin would have lasted more than a couple of nights in this does out. Yeah, you're a bit like him, really, aren't you?
Me? What are you talking about?
Fagin. Hello, my dear. What sort of dance have you got for me today?
Little trinkets have you brought home, my dear?
Mind out.
Please, Earl, get rid of them. It's an omen of doom.
Oh, Dad, please, don't be so dull. I mean, use your noddle. I mean, if they was omens of doom, there wouldn't be a live undertaker left in the country. I mean, they'd all be stretched out in their own boxes, wouldn't they?
You can joke.
Look, have you seen an undertaker shop? I mean, they've got rooms full of coffins. They don't bother them. I mean, they're upstairs in the flat laughing and drinking, joking. The only time they're sad, mate, is when the business is slack.
That's different. That's their profession.
A very good one it is too, mate. There is three things that the human race has got to do. That is eat, drink, and snuff it. You get in on any of those, mate, and you are set up for life. The three B's. Beef, bows and boxes. You can't go wrong there, I'll tell you. I'll get 25 bob each, please. I'll get 10 quid a piece for them. But 800% profit. I mean, where else can you get that sort of return? Oh, it is a marvellous racket. You don't even have to dig your own holes. Come on now.
Here. Don't touch me with that thing. Makes me go cold all over.
Right, where should I put this one? Look, this'll do for the time being. Here, come on, move the tea tray, will you, Dave?
I'm not on the table, Harold, please.
Oh, all right, can go on the settee, then. There. Here, you know. We ought to think seriously about going into this game full time. No, now I can get plenty of these. They come from Belgium. Dirt cheap. Steptoe and Son. That is a marvellous name for an undertaker, that is. Oh, yes. I can see you in a top hat now, walking behind the cortege. Yeah,
right.
Well, isn't that a lovely undertaker, Dad? You've got just the right sort of miserable face to be the Now, you'd be a knockout with a relative. You would
really. Stop it.
Come on. You're too sensitive, that's your trouble. Don't be like me. I'm not bothered. Women, you've got to go, you've got to go. That's all there is to it. There is no point in worrying about it. And if it's half as good up there as the church tells us it is, we ought to be queuing up to go there.
No. Don't you stop blaspheming. Not with coffins in the house.
Oh, well, that's the lot. There we are. They look quite nice, don't they?
Yeah.
No, they're simple, plain, aesthetically pleasing to the eye, don't you feel? It's a bit Scandinavian, really, aren't they?
For the last time, Harold, I'm asking you to get them out of here.
Can't you get it through your act that they are stopping here? I'm not taking a chance of having them spoiled out there in the yard. They're staying here in that drawer until I can place them. Now, please do leave off. I'm asking you nicely, Dad.
Right. If they stay, I'm going.
What do you mean?
I'm not sleeping in a house with empty coffins in it.
You're serious, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
They really upset you, don't they? I mean, they really do worry you being here. Actually, you'd sooner leave than be in the same house with them. You feel that strongly about it?
I'm afraid so, Al.
I didn't think it would affect you that much.
I can't help it. It's just the way I'm built.
Oh. Oh, well, all right. I mean, if that is the way it has got to be... Yeah. That's the way it has got to be. Here's your coat. Where can I get in touch with her?
You! That's what you are.
I'll put the evil eye on you. I'm warning you. Yeah, if you leave now, you'll miss the sacrifice of the chicken. 12 o'clock sharp. Bring your own mark. Oh, dear. Oh, no, look, I'm not turning you out. I mean, you could stay if you want to. I don't care.
I can't stay. You're forcing me out. Do you think I could sleep upstairs? None of these horrible things were down here.
As long as you stay up there and we stay down here, you've got nothing to worry about, have you? Well, make up your mind. I'm locking up soon. You staying or going?
I'm going.
Right. Where are you going to sleep?
In the stables.
What? With Hercules?
I'd rather sleep with him than stay here.
Oh, good. Out there? With the straw and all that smell?
It'll be purer out there with an innocent animal with all the smell of death and evil in this place. Where's my hurricane lamp?
It's out of there. Oh, come on, Dad. You can't stay out there all night. I mean, it's only a shed. It's cold and damp.
I don't care. I'll be all right.
But what about your chest? It's going to be bad for your chest.
Don't you worry. I've slept under worse conditions in the trenches. I'll manage.
Oh, come on, Dad. They can't hurt you.
What's that?
That's the tube train.
No, it isn't. It's thunder. It's an omen.
Oh, good.
I'm not stepping foot inside in there again and all them cobbles is gone. If you want to stay here on your own and take a chance, that's up to you. Good night. I wouldn't be in your shoes tonight. Aren't you worried at all?
No. Nope. Of course not. Well, why should I be? I mean, there are only a few bits of wood nailed together into a certain shape. What's that be worried about in there?
You can't have any imagination, that's all I can say. There are omens abroad.
Good.
You'll see. I remember hearing a play once. It was about a bloke. He slept in a house by himself with a coffin, and when they found him next morning, he was a white-haired, raving maniac, covered in pigeon's blood. Good night. Watch out for them pigeons. Sleep well.
I leave the door open for you in case you want to come in.
I don't want to come in. Don't worry about that. I don't mind the stable. At least I should have a living creature to keep me company.
Dear, oh dear.
It is pathetic to listen to him. How the rubbish they have pumped into this.
I'm a sight in this age of computers
and of space pro. To find a fella whose mentality is such that he's still suffering from the phobias of childhood is ridiculous. Hello. I'm for bed. All the lights off in the kitchen, yes? In the lights in here. Oh, my good God. Oh, just look at the moonlight shining through the windows onto the coffin.
Oh, how dramatically artistic. Oh, look, the handles, is a blazer cold.
Oh, yes, how can people be afraid of him? There's nothing wrong with this. Lots of bit of wood, that's all. Best quality pine. Yeah, it's good quality stuff, that.
Are you there? Is there anybody there?
Can you hear me? Oh, dear.
25 bob each. That is not bad. I must get 60 quid for them. I should have bought the lot. Still, I couldn't get 300 in here.
White-haired raving maniac. Oh, God. Covered in pigeon's blood. He'll wake up a raving maniac if that horse knows jumping about. There's nothing to what he'll be covered in, mate. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, well. I think I'll go to bed. There's nothing to stay up here for.
By God, he's right. It's thunder. Oh, well. Better open the window. Yes, dear. Always best to have a window open if there's thunder about.
Lightning. Stone me lightning.
Oh, well. Oh, it's the best place. Time for a bit of the old shut eye. Those coffins look really peaceful, don't they?
Ta ta. Ta ta ta. Ta ta ta. Oh, God. Who's afraid?
What's that? I must fix that cupboard.
I'll have that cat altered.
Oh, well. See? Nothing in it.
Oh, I'm going upstairs to bed. I am.
Anybody there?
This pillow's a bit lumpy tonight.
Don't need to be afraid of.
Few bits of the old wood nailed together, that's all they are, mate.
Who's that?
Oh. It's the window blown open, I think. Yes, that's all right. Oh, God. Now the lights has gone. Where's that candle? Where's the candle? Hold it. Oh, blimey, what a game.
Dad? Are you in your room, Dad? Dad? Are you coming, Dad? Dad, are you in there?
I'll fix that window if it's the last thing I'd do.
Who's there? Come on, come here. Come on, come on. Look, oh, it's the pigeons. Come on. Jump on the roof, you pigeons.
Dad. Are you all right, Dad?
Ted.
Are you asleep, Ted?
What's the matter? What? Are you asleep? Who is he? It's me.
How?
Yes.
Hello, Ted.
Hello? Well, you ought to come and say hello at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I was worried about you. I come to see if you're all right.
Of course I'm all right. I was well away then. I was having a marvelous dream about Mary Pickford. What do you want?
Don't you think you had better come in?
Come in? Come in where?
In the house.
No, I'm not going in there, I told you.
I think you ought to, Dad. It's pouring with rain.
Not in here, isn't it?
It's ever so cold.
No, no, it's lovely in here, Gulter. Ben, leave us alone.
The lights has gone, you know.
Oh, probably needs a shilling and a meter.
Ah, well, yes. Yes, I haven't got any, you see.
Well, I've got some. They're in the bowls.
Oh, good. In the front room?
Yeah.
Fred. Hmm? Are you coming in?
No.
I can't let you stay out here on your own, Dad. No, I'm sorry. I mean, if you were to have one of your turns in the middle of the night and I wasn't here to look after you, I would never forgive myself.
I'm not going to have a turn. I feel fine. Just let me get back to sleep. Mary's waiting for me.
No, Dad, I'm sorry. It's my duty to be with you. And if you insist on staying out here, I'll just have to put up with the discomfort and stay out here with you.
What have you got there? Blimey. A mattress, pillows, blankets. You came prepared, didn't you?
Not at all. I brought them out for you in case you wasn't comfortable.
Oh, yeah. They're all for your bed. I recognise the blankets. You wouldn't bring your stuff out for me.
Look, I'm not prepared to argue a toss with you at this time of night. It is very late. Oh, I've got to get my rest. Here. Move about. Ah, yes. Oh, that's better. It's quite nice in here, really, isn't it? Good night, Dad.
Night. Better blow the candle out. We don't want our old patient place to go up in flames.
Okay, Dad. Just as long as you won't be nervous in the dark. If I get rid of them coffins tomorrow, will you come back into the house?
Yes.
Oh, all right, then. I'll get rid of them.
Good.
Just for you, you understand?
Yes. Thank you, Harold.
That's all right, Dad. I can't understand what you were scared about, though. But you're scared. You're scared. That's all there is to it. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. You can't help it. Oh, there's nothing one can do about it. No, it's just the way you were born. But there's nothing to be frightened of now. I'm here with you. I'll look after you. You're quite safe now. Oh, yes. The coffins is over there. And we're over here. I wouldn't worry about it anymore if I was you, Dad. Dad? Dad,
wake up. Wake up, Dad. Dad, don't have a drink before me. Dad, wake up, Dad. Dad, I want a drink of water. Dad, can't get me a drink of water. Dad.
You've been listening to Wilfred Jumble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, written by Ray Gorton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick and produced by Bobby Jane.